Oh, guys. I've got some important shit to talk about. I wish I didn't have to. But excuse me. But it seems that in our quote-unquote community, now, bear in mind, so I'm driving, by the way, I have my iPhone headphones in and I'm recording this, but nevertheless. So in our quote-unquote, as I said, community, now bear in mind, I've only been a content creator for a little while, and at the moment it's just a podcast, you know. As I said in the other, you know, episodes, you know, I do a bit on TikTok and Twitter and Instagram. And I wish I didn't have to fucking say this. I really wish I didn't have to. And I'm not trying to start, I'm not going to mention any names. But realize, recognize, realize, you know. So you'll know. And these people have done a lot to, you know, to hold up the, you know, the alternative media and to boost it. But when I see such blatant acts of, well, this is the thing that I want to get down to. What is it? What's the motivation? So I, now, bear in mind, I know everything's more nuanced than, you know, than what it seems on the surface. So it could be one of these factors, or it could be all three, or it could be, you know, a set number of them, you know how it works. But so the problem that I'm having is when I see brands like HelloFresh being sponsors on shows, big shows, some of the biggest in the alternative community, some of the biggest. And look, again, I'm not trying to shitster, I'm not trying to do any of that shit, but this alternative community was built out of necessity. It was taken, it was so heavily censored during COVID, like it felt like it was not going to go away to a certain degree, but it was just getting battered. And I mean, obviously, it's, you know, it's been long before that, you know, Jordan Maxwell, David Icke, Richard D. Hall, you know, these sort of people. But when I see the big ones coming up, and like I said, it could be a multiple factor sort of deal. So when I see brands like HelloFresh being sponsored, I think, well, that's a problem. Why? You might ask, why is it a problem? Well, because it's GMO. And it is GMO. And you can look it up yourself, it is GMO. Now they do a more expensive, like, here's the thing, they do a more expensive one, I think, that's more like organic or whatever, but organic doesn't mean shit. You can slap an organic label on something even though it's not organic. It has to say non-GMO, it has to. I've got plenty of seeds, you know, plenty of vegetables that say non-GMO. If it doesn't say that, likelihood is it probably fucking is. Especially if it says that we do use GMO, and then there's no argument. But getting back to it, there could be, you know, multiple factors. Greed plays a role, you know. It could be, you know, I just want all this, they're offering me so much money, you know, fuck everybody else, could be a factor. Ignorance could be a factor, you know. So these people obviously have massive shows, they're super busy people, and I really enjoy their shows. I love what they do, I really do. It could be they're just so busy they haven't had a chance to research the brand that want to sponsor. So they're like, yeah, that's how you make the money, you know, and they're just fucking, yeah, they've just said, yeah, give me the money, without, you know, doing the, you know, the necessary, you know, research background on that brand. But here's another possibility. It's mutiny. 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 You know, I'm not saying that for certain. Infiltration and mutiny, you know, I do doubt it. But, you know, I doubt that there's reptilian shapeshifters, you know, everywhere in, you know, places of power. But I don't, you know, I sort of doubt it a little bit, but I fucking wouldn't rule it out. If someone came up to me and said, whoa, look, I've just seen that, you know, all the politicians are shapeshifting lizards, I'd be like, yeah, probably. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Sorry, I'm driving at the moment. Just got my little headphones in. Just wanted to make this one because I knew that I'd forget at some point to do this one. Because it does need to be said. And no one else seems to be fucking saying it. So, and I'm not the sort of guy I don't fluff shit up. If I don't like something, I'm going to fucking say it. Especially when it comes to this, because this is important. It's really important. Hang on, give me 2 minutes.
Mutiny!
Nah, just kidding. Nah, I'd stop and get some tobacco and a coffee from the garage. Yeah, as I was saying, what was I saying? I know I was talking about GMO. So mutiny and infiltration, is that the case? I don't know, but knowing what we know about corporations and about how these corporations get to where they get to, and how big a corporation, you know, how big a family-run business can get before it's sucked into the corporate system, you know, through, you know, over-regulation, which, you know, tends to destroy smaller businesses, you know, and then the bigger businesses come in, you know, gobble them up. Whether it's that, I don't know. But I don't think it is. But I don't. HelloFresh is, you know, people always say, there's a reason it's, you know, America's number one meal kit. Yeah, there is a fucking reason. Yeah, because it's fucking playing ball and it's GMO. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's my little 2 cents about it. Just, you know, this is why I'm thinking about starting an affiliation program called Responsible Sponsorship. Because as I said, with the GMO shit in HelloFresh, I think it's the most basic HelloFresh. And don't take my word for, don't say, oh, look, Nick said that fucking, that it's GMO. I'm going to go tell everyone. Well, tell everyone, obviously, but look into it for yourself, then verify it so you know for a fact that what I'm saying is true before you start running off and fucking spouting it. Because I've been guilty of that in the past. I've read headlines instead of like reading the whole thing, and I'm like, oh, did you know fucking such and such is a fucking transsexual now, you know, and they're like, oh no, that was actually false. I had a classic one. I seen this fucking, this one, I'll save it for the end. But yeah, responsible sponsorship. That's what I'm saying. Because, like I said, you know, there's going to be if anyone, you know, takes him up on the offer when it comes to the sponsorship, you know, for these podcasts, and they, most people, when they sign up for, so, like, I sign up for that fucking copy my crypto shit, yeah? I mean, I very rarely watch it, because all I ever get is that James sat there, you know, talking, and he is pretty good, but, you know, it's overhyped. Way overhyped. Way, way, way. Maybe because I wasn't in there when Phantom, you know, got made, you know, a lot of people a lot of money, but I hope that a lot of people make more money. I hope I make more money from it. Because at the moment, my crypto investment wallet looks, I'm not going to lie to you, it looks pretty shit. But here we, like, but with the, so when people sponsor something, look, this is speculation. We've arrived at speculation station, okay? I'm just going to put that out there. But when people click on these sponsorships, you know, click on the link below, you know, and fucking go and fucking eat some GMO, whatever. When people click on these links, most people, for the most part, I think this is true, for the most part, I mean, I think most of you would agree with me, that when someone clicks on that link and sees all the options, they're going to go for the most basic one first, just to see if they like it. And the most basic one is fucking GMO. You know, it's the cheapest, it appeals the most. Yeah? Do you see what I'm saying? Now, if we can spread this message, and because these big podcasters ain't gonna, you know, I've had a little bit of interaction with, you know, both of them. Very limited interaction. Like, I'm just talking, like, one of them recognized me on a live stream, and the other one, you know, we went back and forth a little bit on Instagram, but nothing major. But these, you know, if they don't know, then they don't know, you know, and it's not their fault. You know, like I said, it could be ignorance, you know, in terms of, you know, they're just so fucking busy, you know, because they have, you know, a lot of shit going on, that they just don't have time, you know. And someone offers them a shitload of money, says, look, here you go, I'll sponsor you, you know, we're America's biggest meal cake, ching, 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 you know, here's some money. And they say, oh, yeah, fuck me, yeah. Like, you know. And honestly, like, I know that I wouldn't, but, you know, if, say, like, hello, like, if this podcast got really big, you know, years down the line, and, you know, one of these big corporate Goliaths come over to me and said, look, I want to sponsor your podcast, here's, you know, I don't fucking know, like, however much it is, like, let's just say, like, you know, I don't know, like, 500,000 a year, well, I don't fucking know, I don't know, I've never had a sponsor, I don't know how it works. Would I turn that down? Morally, based on my morals, yes, I would. Because I'm not an ultra materialistic guy, you know. I want a car because I need to drive and get to work. I don't want a car so other people will look at me and say, wow, he's got a car. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, that's not the way my mind works. You know. I never buy clothes. This is becoming a conversation about me and my clothing habits. But yeah, I just thought, yeah, this is like a little emergency broadcast. Not emergency broadcast. Emergency broadcast. How many people's are going out to?
Probably about 3.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, something like that. I don't know. But yeah, I just thought, you know, if we could spread awareness of that problem, because they might not have enough time to, you know, do it, and then yeah, then maybe we can get rid of these corporate infiltrators. not the podcasters, the sponsors. Because they are trying to infiltrate, you know, they're trying to buy their way in. Trying to buy their way in. And I say no. I say go and fuck your mother. You know. But that's just me. Maybe I'm, you know, maybe my intentions are too straightforward. Maybe I don't know enough, you know, in this realm of podcasting. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I know the audio's horrible. It is what it is. Yeah. Go and follow me on the social medias and all that shit. I'll put them in the links below. Just go to the link tree or whatever. And, you know, do what you gotta do, babe. Oh, what a cunt! What a cunt! Why would you do that? You just let a tractor out. Why would you let a tractor out? Let all, you know, love and light. Let all the tractors out that you want, you know. But just, can you fucking do it while I'm gone? Let me go first, for fuck's sake. These tractors, fucking hell.
You hear these tractors just get crazier and crazier.
You know, a bit of Alex Jones. Yeah, they're just, yeah, tractors, you know, good for you, farming. I don't know if I could be a farmer. I love the idea of it, like a homesteader, you know. You know, I'm to be fair, I am the type of guy, like, if there's work to be done, like, I'll just fucking do it. Like, I don't say,
no, I've just done that bit. No, I've got to do this bit, but I'm very tired.
You know, I'm not, you know, nothing like that. I'll just fucking, boom, 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 just smash until it's done, you know. You know, unless I haven't got, like, the materials or whatever. Sorry, I was just yawning. Yeah, but, Yes. Right, I'm going. Fuck you lot. I'm joking. Love you, bye.